So we're talking Josh and Lacey Sanders' property.
Yes.
They came into the office, and Kenny, our chief appraiser, as you all know, we looked at it, and for some reason, we went in 2013. Assessed value went up from 40,290 to 41,710. And Kenny, or I, of course, didn't find any reason that that happened. The new residence went on in 2009. And we're at a loss of why the 2013 value went up, which is, of course, is the same for this year. But
now, help me out. We're currently at a little over 220, right, total?
Correct.
I got
221.
That's for 2014, and 2013 was what?
For 13.
That was for 13.
13.
Yeah.
We went up. I don't have the appraised, but the assessed value went up from 40,290 to 41,710.
That's more.
And Christy, if you wouldn't care to go back to, she may have put what that appraised value was. No, it's showing the same thing. That, what about on the appeal form? Did she give us a number to shoot towards? Nope. But I can't see any reason that it was raised in 2013 because we didn't.
But did she seem satisfied with the number that they had been paying on 40?
The 42.90, yes.
So, Sandy, I'm still not getting that number. Oh, you're doing assessed value.
I'm sorry, I just had to assess the
42.90, and it's currently
41.710.
I guess I'm just way off. 41.710 is.
That's the assessed value, which would be the 219,523 plus 622.
Got that. I'm not getting the 42.90.
The 42.90 is the value that it was assessed at in 2012.
Total assessed value was 4,290?
No, 40,290.
Okay. 42.90.
When
I'm sorry.
When he first said that, he kind of misunderstood. I thought he was talking the same way, Ron, 42. But I'm going to make a motion that we return right straight back to this value that they were satisfied with of 41.
Actually, it'll be 40,290, right?
Correct.
Yeah.
We're together.
Second.
Motion's made and second to establish the value of BOE number 2014-25 at $40,290.
Assessed.
Can you give me the appraised? I have appraised on every other. Well, there's two. There's agriculture and there's residential to figure, isn't there? I'll put assessed.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have my calculator.
Assessed value. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Bristow's. How are you all today?
Good, are you?
We're good.
First of all, thanks for taking the time. And then second of all, we'll apologize in advance. We have no idea what
we're doing. So, we purchased a lot in Branson Hills in October and knew that obviously that whole area is jacked up in price because it obviously is plummet. Yeah, it's went down. So we purchased our lot for $20,500. And I guess I don't know that that's even our biggest concern. We've now built a house, moved in right after Easter and everything. We kind of thought we didn't need to come because we got a letter that said that the new like assessed value was like $1,370. I called and spoke with Sheila Monday, spoke with her and everything, thinking that we didn't even need to come because they said it was going to be like $1,370. So we're like, okay. And she said, nope, that's what it is. And I'm like, okay, fantastic. But I think you're wrong because that would say that my house was like $100,000 and it's almost $400,000. And she said, nope, that's what it is. That's all you have to pay, plus the 1500 SID tax. And so we're like, well, sign us up for that. We're good with that. Well, then she came back and said that maybe that was only for half a year. And so we would really just love to know what it is thought to be, because whenever our...
They've got it at $5,800 right now.
In our escrow.
With the SID tax, which is $1,500. So $4,300.
You're talking about taxes. We need to be talking about valuation.
Correct.
The valuation of the property. Do you have a sheet on what that is? Here's the first page. What we're showing here is the land is on for $49,000, and the improvements are at $95,940, which is a total of $145,940.
And we're lost on that, how that's figured.
They just came and reassessed it.
I'm just telling you right now, that's what the appraised value is that you're
and so
on
that's
the books for.
For 12 months or for 6 months?
That's for the full year.
So then we would just like to say, talk to you later.
Well, what you're doing is talking yourself into the assessor raising your valuation.
Well, but I guess we're lost because
we're
fantastic with this, but we're paying $1,500 on SID tax, which we totally understand. But when I spoke with them on Monday, they said no, that wasn't right.
Let's go to the assessor because he may have something different what we're looking at here.
The land value, the $49,000, I think the BOE last year before set those values pretty much across the board. And that's where the $49,000 came from. As you said, land, we've had seen numbers of sales way under that, like your sale. The improvements that you see up there, the $96,940, is for half a year. So next year, in 2015, if we didn't change something, your value would be the $49,000 on the land and $193,000 or something for your improvement. This all is, as you've mentioned, has just hit the water the last few days, and we have quite an issue with our cost approach and the honeycut method. And just the picture I saw of your house even before the discussion you mentioned with Sheila that drifted down to me. Your house is definitely, in my opinion, from looking at the picture, is definitely worth more than $200,000.
Yes.
So what we call the book, those values have been set, which Ron was referring to, I think, for 2014, for this year.
Okay.
That is just a half a year worth of improvement plus the lot value. I don't know what I'm going to do to you. 415. We simply haven't had time to really look into it. But the chief appraiser did the appraisal. In fact, I think you all or met him, maybe Tracy, Kenny, and Roger were out there, and they measured it all up, and they think they've put it on correctly according to the cost approach. But the cost approach isn't working.
Okay. We just built
a
house, and we don't want a surprise in November, I guess is our thing. And I've kind of gotten three different answers of, no, you won't receive a surprise, yes, you will receive a surprise, and no, this is correct.
I think I'm going to make a motion to deny this BOE number, and it'll stay the same.
I will accept a second.
Well,
let me explain what will happen. It'll remain the same for 2014. If we deny their request today, and really they're here on a fact-finding mission, I think, more than anything else, and to find out exactly what your taxes are going to be.
It seems like a lot.
What Chuck and I are telling you, it seems like what?
Like we're paying $5,800 a year is what they've got it estimated at right now. It's $5,800. So minus our SID tax, so $4,300 for taxes.
On this valuation.
That's what we're confused about.
Yeah, I don't understand.
We've had two within the last month, and that's why we're completely lost.
Where did you get that number?
When we did our loan, obviously, it's in our escrow, but she called here.
Ah, okay.
She called here, and that's what they gave
her. Given. So
and
that's what we're paying.
So we're kind of, I mean, you know, even $4,300 on a, let's say, $400,000 loan.
Maybe the bank in figuring the value of your house, I assume you borrowed money. I didn't know that, but... Assuming that they valued the house and put the levy, last year's levy, $5, whatever it would be, against it. And that's probably where that number that you came up with would be. But as it stands today, that isn't anything like what it will be, but we have to work that out. So
which
the bank,
if I overpay on the escrow, I'll get that back. I guess
right.
I guess if we just kind of know what our taxes would be, it would. I guess it would help because we just don't.
Tell
know.
Me how you're doing the half a year, Chuck. Is that occupancy?
It's occupancy.
Okay.
They just finished okay. their home, so they're
going. I would
year.
Say the taxes on this piece of property for 2014 are going to be about $1,400.
Okay, that's good.
Sounds good.
And that I'm looking at the assessed value, Chuck, of $27,730. And if I take 277 times 5, that's going to tell me, right. basically, though, what taxes are going to be.
Quit bothering you guys.
That's really where he's headed with the deny the request. Now, if they are assessing you for more, and you work that out with them, because if they're overcharging you.
Well, obviously, at this point in time, they're not. So I guess we probably just got freaked out more about the loan part.
Yeah.
They figured it that way.
That came from the bank, I'm just pretty sure.
And apparently they said they called over here, and like you said, they probably took off appraisal and blah, blah, blah. So, but yeah, if that's, we should get the money back, that will quit bothering you guys.
I would say even if your property were assessed at $400,000, the maximum the taxes would be around $3,000.
I kind of figured that's what we got.
Shooting from the hip here, Chuck, if you think that might be something different.
But I don't know what I'm talking about. So.
Might be a little more than that, but you're in the ballpark. And then they've got their SID thing that they have to deal with.
Right. You know,
$1,500 on top of that.
And we were aware of that. Yeah, we're perfectly fine with that.
Okay.
No.
You need to get out quick because they can raise that right here.
See ya.
Thank you. We appreciate
that. Nice to meet y'all. But we do need to take action if we're going to deny that for this year.
We've got a motion in a second.
Yes. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Go ahead if you want to talk to him.
Yeah. Christy, would you care to?
I think they left.
Okay. I'm going, what?
I guess what just happened was we. Christy, would you care to go up to the appeal?
What?
To the appeal form? Because they, when that started, they were just appealing the lot value. So you denied dropping the $49,000 to $20,000 or $15,000, which they were felt like they were getting way too high there, but they're getting a bargain otherwise. So it's a decent thing for them. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
Because there's no improvements on what they appeal. But the 2014 book has since this all started, came out. So they probably paid too much for in 13.
I would
guess
the
law,
they did.
But
I thought they said they paid $20,000.
Yeah, but we've got it on for $49,000. We got those lots on for $49,000.
Well, there's a bunch of them down there that are selling for that.
Golf course lots?
It's not on the golf course.
Theirs is not on the golf course, but, I mean, it's in the same subdivision.
Yes.
I don't think there's a bunch, Ron. I think there's few that are selling that high. Most of them are
less.
$20,000 is a pretty good price. I've seen
SID,
sell for $6,000.
That SID drove them.
$6,000.
I wouldn't want to pay that stinking SID.
Excuse
me. This is Brandon.
Mr. Williams, you have a strong opinion.
All right, we have Summit Natural Gas.
May I interject there?
Yeah, absolutely.
We've had a nightmare there, and we did a They filed suit against us. They've got an appeal at the State Tax Commission. And I, to my knowledge, Christy, we don't have any information yet from them on this, correct? So.
No, and I informed them that the real estate parcels that they appealed to the State Tax Commission cannot be heard by the Board of Equalization. So the only thing they should be talking about today are the three personal property accounts.
And
we found, Jim Kyle found last week, lost track, maybe it was Monday, anyway, found out Friday that we had double assessed them on personal property. We had put property on personal and real estate, the same property, so we doubled assessed them. Yep. Except they don't want to pay it. So anyway, to correct that area, I did a stipulation yesterday or Monday, whichever it was, and took off the values on those three personal properties that
they're here.
That I think this is. Now I'm assuming that because I don't have any numbers, but
that'll do.
They did not, last time I checked with the personal property clerk, they did not provide those lists to your office.
Well, then I'm afraid that we can't hear them if we don't have anything to look at.
Can't hear them. FYI, they submitted a 17,000 number for 13, and then in 14 they submitted $7,000 on the same property. And so far we haven't got an answer why. It's been most difficult, and they've had issues in other counties, according to Jim Kyle, with reporting stuff and getting it right and this and that. So, anyway.
What would be your suggestion for these three parcels to, since there's nothing to look at?
You don't have anything to do, I don't think. Looks like the BOA has anything to do, and I've already done a stipulation for the recommendation from Jim Kyle. So I think they're straight for 13. It just is, and we've still got, because it's personal property, we can still add it to the book and get it correct as we go here later on.
If they wanted us to hold the place because they came to BOE and they wanted to take it to the State Tax Commission, we still don't have property numbers to.
Right.
These are personal property accounts.
How do you know that, Christy? Not that.
Because I checked with Glenda. And that is their personal property account numbers.
Oh, they do.
They have submitted to us, but we don't have lists of
this. Okay, but they gave you numbers.
They gave us those numbers.
Oh, okay, I missed that. Okay.
They gave us the real property numbers, but I spoke with them, Mr. Brian Howes, and informed him that because there was a pending State Tax Commission appeal, he cannot be heard from the BOE.
Okay.
Because their decision would roll over into the
BOE. For real estate.
Personal property through the Board of Equalization can be appealed every year.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, because they sent me three numbers with no values attached, that's not a valid appeal to this board.
I can check and break or whatever and to those numbers and see if those aren't the numbers that I stipulated to for 13. So.
They're personal property numbers, and you don't even have any personal property listed. How can this board make a...
No, we double assessed in 13. We assessed the same property for personal, and we also assessed it for real estate. And so the simple thing to do was to stipulate the three personal properties to zero and just leave the real estate on. Because they were double assessed.
But there had to be something on the personal. Are you saying all the personal was also on the real estate?
That's what Mr. Kyle told me, yes, sir.
Okay. And real estate is assessed at what value? What percentage?
It's the same. 32 is
commercial. Personal is 33 and a third, right?
Okay, 33 and 32.
So it's a little bit more in heaven on personal, but not much.
Yeah, I see.
Chuck? Okay, so... What we're going to end up with are three blank probably three blank property numbers. So you're going to have zero value for this year.
Correct.
I got you. Okay.
Yeah. And just being straight with you, you know, this is all state-assessed personal property, and they send us the information.
And what do you suggest we should put down? Just that assessor has stipulated and leave it at that? Or
that'd be fine.
Is that all right?
That'd be fine. And I'll check those numbers to see if they're the same ones here after a bit.
So next year they'll receive an increase notice on their personal property.
Well, each year the personal property is done, I think, from scratch, isn't it?
Yeah.
But if it's zero this year, they're going to say it, they'll have it.
Yeah, but if you don't have a car this year and you buy one before the first, you're going to be assessed next year for a car that you didn't have. Mm-hmm. You receive that. I don't know if I'm saying that right. Either way, it's going to work, right?
I know how they're trying to solve the problem this year. What I want to make sure is next year, when it comes out, they'll have a personal property.
I think that's where Chuck is headed.
Yeah.
I think we're on the right path.
How are you, sir?
Tired, overworked, and underpaid.
Boy, welcome to this crowd. Would you like to join us?
Oh, I'd rather be any place but here.
If you'll come up to the microphone, we'll just hear what you have to say. For the record, you, because we're recording, let us know who you are.
Stan Hageman.
And if I'm not mistaken, we have three parcels, is that right, that you're going to talk about today? Let me get you called up, sir. How have you been? Overworked, actually. Gentlemen, we have listed first as 007002, but you address the, okay. We'll just let you begin whenever you're ready, sir.
Mr. Pennell had been out and gone over the properties with the
Rhonda. Rhonda and I.
I'm sorry?
Rhonda.
Rhonda, yeah. And reevaluated the properties, and I'm hoping that you will go along with his judgment on it.
We're going to listen to what he has to say.
There, as you said, Ron, there's three parcels that's
yes,
divided up into, as you're probably aware of, and Ron and I went out, measured, looked at the conditions of the buildings, checked to be sure everything that was there was assessed. He's got a couple of rentals, but it's mostly vacant property that's used to, I mean, they're cutting hay off of it, which I think ahead of me had been changed to ag some time back, which is the right thing to do in my opinion. As you're looking, well, that parcel that's highlighted is just vacant. Anyhow, we went all through it. The parcel that's right in the middle at the bottom is a double-wide mobile home. Yeah, the one you were on, the other one. That's a different property owner there, but that one has a double-wide mobile home on it that was let go and water pipe froze and not in good condition. His barn up there just to the right of where it says Swan, he's got quite a bit more depreciation than what we had it on. Windows or the wood around him is rotten, soffit, and this, that, and the other. So anyway, we went through the whole process, spent quite a bit of time at it, and not a big lot when you add it all up as far as lowering assessments, but what do we say? $50 or $75 taxes or something, maybe?
Something like that.
My intent is to make that change for 15. I mean, we just did a reassessment, is what it amounts to. And I told him he could come to the BOE and ask you all to make that for 14.
Because he said we're going to listen to you, so tell us what you want us to do. You want us to make these changes for 14?
I think it's the right thing to do.
Okay, yep. Can we start with number 007.002? Is that the one that you have up, Christy?
Mm-hmm.
And we're currently, if I'm looking at this, you've got residential and agriculture, 5,000, with an assessed value of 810. What are you wanting to set that at?
I'm sorry, Ron, we have it on. It's what I'm saying, we should put it to 840 ag. Let me pull that back up here. Or do you have that there, Christy?
That is this parcel.
Christy, I'm looking for parcel number 007.002. There it is, right there. That's it.
This parcel?
Yep.
Click on report.
That's what I've got, Chuck.
Okay, yes, that parcel should be ag only, $840. That would be my recommendation.
Be assessed.
Is that appraised or
no,
assessed?
No, that's appraised. It's appraised. It's vacant ag ground. I mean, it's that lot was carved out. If you went back to the picture, it was carved out of the big parcel, and we went just the ag value for the dimensions for 3 acres of ag. I think our highest, mostly highest ag value is $150 per acre, and we got 3.09, I think it was, acres. That's where I'm coming. Is that correct?
Well, an 840 appraised value with an ag percentage, is it 12 or 11?
12.
12% is going to be $100 assessed valuation.
Okay, well, I may have gone up over $150 an acre then. Let me get my pencil going here. Well, my apologies. It must be 280 an acre instead of 150, which comes up to the. The 3.09 times 280, or pretty close to that, should come up to that 840. And as you
3.09 times 180 comes up to 556.
280.
Oh, 280. I'm
280.
$865. Okay. But it's going to be ag only, right?
Correct. No utilities.
So that would change the assessed from 810 to 100.
Well, 12% of that would be the assessed value. Is that what you were asking?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
104. 103.824.
Yep.
All right, appraised value, give it to me one more time. Ag only, what was it, 8?
840.
840. Is there a motion to establish this appraised value of 840?
And if
classified as agriculture?
If you're not comfortable, if you want to go to the other two parcels, it'll look better to you as I go along.
I'm just wanting to make sure I get it down right. Is there a motion? Are there any other thoughts?
Oh, and look at the next parcel, 004.
Let's do that then. Let's move on to the parcel limits. 004, okay. What have you got here, John?
Coming up here. Okay, on this one, appraised would be 55,119. Residential. And we've got it on currently at 65,264, looks like. This has got the double wide mobile home that he's living in with a deck, and then there's a separate garage building he uses as a shop. And again, we found that the garage building, look at the windows, and we've got pictures we could show you. The wood is all rotted out around them. Same kind of thing around it. And then we've got that again. We already had the 11 acres short of the actually we didn't have a site value on that one, but we had the ag land at 2202 there, as you can see, which was 11 acres.
And then 005. That's with the double wide.
That's that back one that's the double wide on it, which you've got a site value.
If you guys will continue, I can get a cough drop.
You want to build? Just bring it over here. You don't care.
I believe so. That should be a part of that other one.
That one?
Yeah. There we go. And we adjusted the residence down. It was on at 22, and the renter went out. No heat. Disrepair. So we adjusted it to like, if I remember right, like 18,000. Let's see, let me pull it up here. Or there you go. 23,729 is the res on that property. So when you add all the three of them together from what it was, it lowered the residential where it amounted to like $50 or $75 in taxes.
Plans on renting it out anymore?
Everybody that's ever rented that house has ripped me off. Everybody. All the years I've owned it. I've never had a clean renter in there that took care of anything. They always left owing me and wrecked stuff. So no, it's sitting vacant. It's a sore spot with me very badly.
Probably wait on Ron coming back. I think I'm ready to make a motion to follow. assessor.
You got that on how much an acre on the land? Jeff, kind of got lost in the three deals.
Sure, give me just, yeah, it's easy to get lost.
Over there on the biggest part of the land there where you got the big hay field. Is it res also, or is it an ag? I mean,
it was an ag. The 11 acres?
Yes, it was 11 acres for 2,200. I think it's 2,202 for 11 acres. Christy, would you hit a report there for me? Got it on like $200 and that 11 acres, $200 an acre.
I made a motion to follow the recommendations.
And we're on
119?
All three and
118, yeah.
We're on 118. The recommendation was when I left 840. Appraised.
And on ag.
And on ag. And there was a second.
I have a little bit of a question on the big parcel with the other two's fine with me. I don't have any problem with them. But on the big parcel, if I remember right, when you came in a couple of years ago, that was, you actually had hay bales showed out there in that field.
They were cutting hay when I was out there.
Okay. the improvements of actually just having cleared fields with being able to put farmland with that. I have a problem with the $200 an acre because I know it cost me $400 to $500 just to clear property.
We did calculate into the res the improvements, the electric and water and whatnot that's in there. I hear what you're saying.
Yeah.
We do have value. Part of that res value is those improvements. Because he's got utilities there for a number of spots that aren't being used, been used, and doesn't look like it's going to be used.
But it's kind of like we talked yesterday on the properties out there that I brought up about the utilities. If I remember right, he had utilities on this property set up that if you wanted to do something with it as far as splitting and selling it, you could.
Right.
But I'm not even questioning that part of it. I'm just questioning the amount of dollars for a hay field at $200 an acre when it costs $300 or $400 an acre to clear property.
I think, don't hold me to this, I can check, but I think that most of our hay fields are on for $150 an acre. I think if you look at most places that are pasture, cutting hay off them is $150 an acre. And then we've got a $75, I believe, if it's just woods and ag and stuff, you know, taking care of deer, so to speak. But I believe $150 with a few exceptions in maybe Bradleyville or a place or two that's just extra good land that's over that.
What do you do on that? Yeah, of course you made the motion to accept that $200. But what I'm wondering is, you as an appraiser, is that what you do also? I mean, do you appraise cleared property at $200 an acre?
Don't ask him that. Because we go by it. That dollar is a schedule from the state.
Oh, I see.
And so if they appraise property, and I apologize for interrupting, but, I mean, you can't buy.
You don't give a hoot.
You can't buy pasture for $150 an acre.
Well, I know. That's what it does.
Nowhere. And so that's one of those deals that it's just, that's the
so it's set
schedule
the we've
gone by, and yeah. And I don't know if you surely all saw that, but the legislature voted a 5% increase for 2015. You hadn't seen that?
Yes.
You had seen that,
yes.
Surely. Yeah. And I asked Lyle Rowland last night how come we haven't heard any hollered about that. But
I look for that increase to start stacking up annually. That's what they're talking about.
But anyway, so that's one of those deals that, in our mass appraisal and all set up, that the land is not valued at what its true value is. There's just no question about it.
Well,
but we did put money in for those improvements, because those improvements are, although they're not worth much because he's not using them and they're not saleable, he's tried to sell the property and all that.
Right.
But we did put some value in there. Because there was value in there before.
For me, and I apologize for stepping out, property number 118 suggested appraised value of 840 ag only. 119, what was recommended? Or have we even got there? I'm sorry.
No, we went.
We've looked at.
And 119, what's the recommendation?
Christy can pull it back up there for us a bit. I think it was 55,119. Yep. 55,119 on that one. It went down about $10,000.
And on
$8,000. $23,729.
So I have three recommendations, all of appraised value, $840,55,119, and $23,729. And was that your motion for all three parcels to establish them at the assessor's recommendation?
Yes.
Was there a second?
Yeah, I'll say.
Motion's made and seconded to establish the value, the appraised value of 2014-118 at 840, 2014-119 at 55,119, and 2014-120 at 23,729. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, sir.
Where is your property, Mr. Hagman? So I seen Beaver Township over there. I just was going to.
Yeah. Do you know where, let's see, what's the easiest, National Forest Road is? You know, go down across the Beaver Creek Bridge outside of.
160?
Yep.
You know where the turnoff is to Davidson, and the next one, isn't it?
Herb Merrick property?
Yeah.
You know where Herb Merrick? It's just past Herb Merrick on the right.
Oh, okay. All right.
I think you were here year before last. I went down and looked at those.
Did you look at it? It's got a beautiful field. It's a nice place, lovely place. It's just location is not good for what he's doing, in my opinion.
Yeah, if you like it, buy it.
Thank you.
We good to go?
We're all set, and she'll send you notice of those decisions here in just the next few days.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. Guys, let me bring your attention that Christy had put a note in front of me, and I obviously ignored it when I shouldn't have, regarding that Summit Natural Gas, and that a Mr. Brian Howell, who's the counsel, wishes for us to call him.
Ah, okay.
So if that's all right with you, we'll tell him he didn't give us anything, he threw it out.
Well, okay, he's going to call and give us a description of what he's got other than have written confirmation on it?
He's asked for us to call him. I thought if we gave him a call, we'd say we've got three reserved property numbers here with no information. We understand that the assessor has stipulated
to these properties already? Is there something else he wants from us?
That's fine, but my only problem is we've got state tax commission involved, we've got chapter stipulation. How are we getting involved?
Because he has an appointment with this board, and he's asked us to call him. If he's a lawyer, he's giving him a call. So he doesn't go, I asked those guys to call him.
Okay.
Refused to do
something. I'm just asking a question before you call him.
Oh, that's really, I wasn't being facetious.
I know.
I really feel that way.
Yeah. I just kind of, if I dread entrapment.
What? Is that ever since you got married?
Yeah. But I just didn't know. Go ahead and give him a ring.
Wait, no, Chuck's going to define entrapment. Let's go. All right.
Please enter your account code.
Is it Howes or How?
S. H-O-W-E-S, I believe.
Brian Howes.
Mr. Howes, this is Ron Houseman, Dane County Board of Equalization.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry that we're calling a little late. That's my fault. I had a note to call you and didn't get the phone dialed up. We have three requests from you regarding what I assume to be appeals regarding valuation for Summit Natural Gas.
Yes, that's correct.
I also have you on the speakerphone. All members of the Board of Equalization are here. And as I understand it from the conversation we had earlier, that the assessor has stipulated certain facts regarding these appeals.
Yes, I believe that's correct. That's for last year at least, and I think we're working on this year as well. And hopefully we can have an agreement on that.
Yeah, I didn't know that he had stipulated to last year, so we thought that by looking at 2014, so let me ask this question. I'm sorry, go ahead.
13 is what we were talking. Yeah.
Then what are these three spaces here for 14? I guess that's my question. These are 2014 assessments.
Personal property accounts, which they can appeal every year to the board.
Mr. House, this is all personal property
mm-hmm.
appeals, but we have nothing in front of us except a number.
Yes, I think the issue on the personal property accounts is that we are asserting that the value of the personal property was included in the real property accounts, and therefore the personal property accounts should be zeroed out.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, what we have in front of us are the personal property and not the real estate property, but that the assessor has, in fact, stipulated...
to a zero value?
On personal, am I mistaken, Chuck, on this for 2000? I'll let him speak to this. I'm sorry, Brian.
Brian, I may be messed up in all this. The stipulation that we did yesterday, day before...
Yes.
Was that for 13 or 14?
That was the 2013.
Okay. And we're still looking for working on the 14 figures. You were still getting us some more information for the 14?
Yes, I think as far as the personal property, those values will be zero as well, and then everything will be captured in the real property values.
If, in fact, all the personals are currently included in the real estate values, which we don't have in front of us, I don't have any objection to that. Obviously, you don't assess it twice.
Right, and that's what we agreed to and stipulated to in the State Tax Commission appeals for 2013.
But not for 14, correct?
But not for 14, and that because we couldn't, because it's before the Board of Equalization. But I think it's the same issue for 2014 as it was for 2013.
So my question is, what do you want from us today?
We would like you to reduce the value of the personal property accounts 92371, 92372, and 92373 down to zero value.
Here's my only problem. Right now I don't have any values in front of me to reduce down to zero.
Oh, there's no assessments?
There's nothing in front of us, at least. I understand what you're saying in theory. I'm just wanting to make sure that we do what we're supposed to do here.
Sure. Well, as I understand it, we appealed 7 parcels to the Board of Equalization. 4 of them were real estate, which are also pending at the State Tax Commission for 2013. So the Board will not hear those appeals, as I understand it, because whatever happens for 2013 will automatically carry forward to 2014. We also appealed 3 personal property accounts, the numbers that I just mentioned. And I think those appeals were filed as a protective measure just in case. We hadn't received a notice of value, but we assumed that they were going to be the same values as they were in 2013, so we appealed them.
Are these state assessed, Chuck, or locally assessed?
And my understanding was, Brian, the stipulation we did was for 13, and there's still the question of we had $17 million sent for 13, and then we had $7 million sent for 14. And Mr. Kyle had that question, and that was still, you were supposed to be doing maps and getting that resolved to come up with a 14 number.
Right, but that's for the real property. And actually, I just received some information from Summit, and it actually shows a cost value grand total of $18.4 million. So the $7 million, I don't know where that number came from, but it was not, if it in fact exists, it's not the correct number.
The 7 or the 17, I'm sorry?
The correct number is actually $18.4 million. And that's real property, all real property. The personal property accounts should remain zero for 14.
But we've got, don't you have vehicles? Personal property vehicles?
Yeah, that's on the other account, 88261, which was not appealed.
Okay.
I think I have a suggestion that may help expedite resolution of this. If the board has any other dates in the future, I think that if Chuck and I can get together and go through the accounts one by one, that we may be able to reach a stipulation for 2014 as well as we did for 2013.
So what you're saying is we'll have no action today because we have
no action today.
We have no
put it on hold until if you have another date, a week or so in the future. Chuck, would you agree?
Yes,
with me?
I would agree with that, definitely.
Because otherwise we're kind of operating without all the facts and all the information and, perhaps even have an agreement between the parties rather than have somebody else decide it.
And that somebody else would be?
The Board of Equalization.
The
This is the Board of Equalization.
Yes. I mean, if we come to you with recommendations, then, you know, I'm thinking that that might be a better way to resolve it than deciding something based on insufficient facts and information.
Well, even given all the facts and information, you're going to tell the assessor that you want your personal property numbers that are in front of us today to be at zero for 2014.
Yes, that's correct.
I don't know.
Well, I'm all for putting this off and looking at it, but that doesn't sound right because you've got vehicles, I'm confident.
Oh, yes, but that's on the other parcel.
You say that's on another parcel.
We did not appeal, and that's 886 or 88261.
Okay. Well, if the board's okay with that, I'm in favor of that, and that'll give us opportunity, and we'll get Mr. Kyle back on the phone with what he's been working on as well.
I'm in favor of the rescheduling, and I don't know whether we need a motion to do that or not, but just...
would you just hold it off?
Huh?
Would you give me those last numbers again one more time on where you have those vehicles?
Yes, it's 88261.
Thank you.
At least that's what it was in 2013. I'm not sure. If that, I would presume that it carried forward to 2014 as well.
We'll let you and Chuck get together then, talk this out, and then we'll bring you back up at a later time.
Okay. Do you have any idea when that would be?
Wouldn't you and Chuck pick a date? Yeah, probably next week would be my guess.
Like maybe the 9th, something like that. Christy's shaking her head yes, so somewhere around the 9th, maybe that'll give us time to get it all together.
That would be great. The only date that I'm unavailable next week is July 10th.
Okay.
So July 9th works.
Okay.
I like July 10th. It's my birthday.
Don't want to work on your birthday.
No, but I'm going to. Thank you, sir, for your time.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay. All right. And Chuck, I'll call me whenever you have a chance.
All right.
We'll get to work on this.
Sounds good.
Okay. Thanks, everyone. Thanks for your time.
Thank you.
Good.
Do they have the equipment and everything?
This, of course, this is the attorney representing him. He's just doing his job, but Summit has not sent us the information. It was supposed to be sent in months ago, I think. And Jim Kyle I think he was here 3 days. He was back over here Monday. He was here Thursday, Friday, and back over Monday trying to get this worked out.
Well, here's what I think.
And they're a mess. And he said, Jim said that they're a mess in other counties as well. And so they don't know what they're doing.
This is big money to them. They may know,
huge.
May know exactly what they're doing.
And yeah, it could be.
Not paying a lot of counties.
Yeah. So
can we confiscate all their vehicles?
Confiscate their pipe. You might do something with their pipes.
Well, it's going to be expensive pipe because they got that rate increase.
Oh, my.
That's on the board.
Yeah.
Boy.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And when they appeared before us, I understood that wouldn't happen.
I don't remember, Dave.
Well, it was for so many years.
Yeah.
Interesting.
We got a couple more.
We have a couple of more. Looks like Seth Krzyzewski scheduled at 3. Is that in person, Kristen?
Yes.
And how about Country Music Investments?
Christy, this one I don't see in my rundown. In my
Yeah,
there before. But I didn't see it in my head. Go back to that 7-1.
Who are we looking for?
Down there and right there?
There it is. Maybe they got rescheduled or something, you reckon? Yes, they did.
Yes, let's stand in recess. Thank you.